सबुद्धिमान मनुष्येषु संयुक्तः कृष्ण कर्म कृत्
बुद्धिमान मनुष्येषु संयुक्त कृष्ण कर्म
ये कर्मणि अकर्म टू टू वर्ड्स आर हियर कर्म एंड अकर्म वी ट्राई टू डिस्कस रिसेट
बुद्धिमान मनुष्येषुयुक्ता कृष्ण कर्म
कर्मणि अकर्मया पश्ये कर्मणि च कर्मयः स बुद्धिमान मनुष्येषु स युक्त कृत्स्नकर्मकृत् कर्मण्यकर्मया पश्ये अकर्मणि च कर्मया स बुद्धिमान मनुष्येषु स युक्तः कृत्स्नकर्मकृत्
We are just reciting this. Reading and researching should go on together. Reading and researching, both should go on together. We are sentient beings, so we not only read, but we research. And how to research? Before we start recitation, we should go to the equivalent. So it gives you the idea of research. Read the equivalent. Repeat. Karmani.
In action.
Yaha.
Action and action.
In action.
Together
is in action.
Is the opposite.
In action. This is research. Unless you read and research, you will not reach anywhere. And preaching means reaching. I am reaching you. Reach means to reach. You are reaching the living entities.
To whom you are preaching?
Yeah, I am reaching you. That's why I told you read and research. And I am giving you the difference. This is the difference in preaching. Unless you reach the hearers, you are failure in preaching. And that's why we may preach, but he doesn't understand anything. So what is there to be preached? When we preach, we should reach him. We take out peace and reach is there. And preach means preaching. In preaching word itself, reaching word is hidden. In reading, research spelling is hidden. So reading is not simple reading. We are not interested. These innocent boys, 2 years old, they may simply read. Or they may go on with translations or whatever. We are not interested in it. We read and research. And with the help of Prabhupada, here the importance of Prabhupada is there. Nobody gives the word-to-word equivalence like Prabhupada is given. When he was with us, he was always telling that, please relieve me from all the duty. I have to meditate on each word. And this is yet done. He has meditated for us on each word. Why are we behaving like animals instead of going to word to word? We should go to word to word.
First go to word to word, then you read.
Then you recite. So you have some idea.
What's going on?
Word to word. Little bit. But bit is alright.
Should we read translation, Maharaj, first?
No.
No, no.
Only word to word. Every word you have to research. And many words, maybe English also, will find so many things. Now in action. How nice. Same spelling, but word together means completely without, and separate means different meaning. This is our research. And you understand them. In action, we should follow in action. And this we have to elaborate in, with the help of translation. And the purport. This is research. Searching, already it is searched for us by Prabhupada. But we are researching. That is reading. Otherwise, reading merely has no meaning. How many times people say, oh, I read all Bhagavad Gita. I read. You know, what you have read, we don't know. But you have retained the knowledge. Otherwise, like a madman, you just go over. There is no, it's useless. It's completely useless. How? So, what is it? I know. So, my father came there. So, I'm going to tell you. Yes. I'm
going to tell you.
The thing is, merely reading is fine. Reading does not take us anywhere. We have to research. And research and read, same meaning, same spelling. And then we have to preach. So in preaching, you are reaching the hearers. Without reaching the hearers, if you preach, there is no value. And if you understand me, my shouting has no value. It's a waste of my breath and waste of your time. Preaching, you take out three, it means you should reach to hear it. That is preaching. And we have to preach anyway to solidify our knowledge. We have to preach. Our society is prachar society. Prachar means achar is there. Achar means behavior. Our behavior must be with the tenets of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad Gita. If achar is not there, people don't believe you. And then you can't read the hearers.
Nothing you can teach others.
Then preaching,
if you don't follow.
Preaching has no value. People see you.
Yes.
People don't know who you hear. This is the meaning of preaching and reaching. You must reach the hearers. ના આપણે જઈશું ત્યાં ત્યાં જઈએ અહીંયા મોકલો ત્યાં જઈએ તો બધા બેસી જઈએ બેસોઇન ગો દેર ઇન ગો દેર ચિલ્ડ્રન આર
દેર
એ ઇંગ્લિશ સમજશે અંગ્રેજી સમજે છોકરા છોકરાઓ પણ નહીં સમજે You go at least this year, Sam. Yes, sir.
I will go.
No.
I'm going to go.
तू नाम से दिख रहा
है
और कर अपना अपना स्कूल कह दो मारे तो मोटो देखिए अभी मोटो रहते तो तेरे नाम से दिख रहा
है
तेरे पूजा ही शुरू होगी कैसे मैंने साल से નામ શું
દીકરા
સરસ નામ છે કયા ધોરણ માં છે બહુ મોટો થઈ ગયો આપડે
આનું
ઇંગ્લિશ unless we read all right there won't be any research as I told you mere reading is no value at all these boys they don't understand anything they merely read me they learn also they don't understand but we are all sentient beings we should really be particularly about research searching is got to be there. And the whole search has to be put to the test. When we preach, there is our research. Jo apne no pariksan kariye, toh janta ni samuh mukti shikayat. Jo apna man mein kahin, apna magaj mein kahin na hoye, toh janta ni samuh shu mukti shikayat. What we can do, we don't have anything in our mind, everything is filtered out in what we are going to preach. In your preaching you may think that you are preaching, but you are not reaching the hearers. You must reach the hearers. As I told you, only two words we took, karmani, akarmani, apashi. Karmani means action. He said in action, separate words are there. In action. And akarma means in action, together. How it's completely opposite meaning. In action, we have to see in action. And this is to be researched. Only two words we have taken from this. And unless our mind is satisfied with the argument, the hearers will never be satisfied. And always while preaching, we should keep hearers in mind. We are preaching for them. And what we have understood, we are elaborating those points, our research points, in front of them. So really, if you are careful in your research and understanding the scriptures, maybe in some language, you may put very clearly to the public. And there is our way. Our society is a preaching society. Prabhu has preached day and night. And that's why you people are converted. It went through your necks. And you thought that this is good. That's why you are here. Now the same policy we have to obtain. He researched. And every word he has meditated. He was always very well with us. He was telling us that please relieve me from other all duties because I have to meditate on each word. And see how nice words we are doing. There are only two words we have seen. In English also, how it is clear that in action is completely different in meaning than inaction. So how inaction, in your action, in your activities, how can you see inaction? That is the matter, that is the subject matter of these words. So then we want to research further. Come on, recite. Karmani akarmaya pashye.
Karmani akarmaya pashye.
Karmani cha karmaya.
Karmani akarmaya.
Sabudhiman manusheshu.
Sabudhiman manusheshu.
Yuktaha.
Sayuktaha.
Krishna karmakrat.
Krishna karmakrat.
Karmani akarmaya pashye.
Karmani akarmaya pashye.
Karmani akarmaya pashye.
Karmani akarmaya pashye.
Karmani cha karmaya.
Karmani cha karmaya.
Sabudhiman manusheshu.
Sabudhiman manusheshu.
Sayuktaha.
Sayuktaha.
Krishna karmakrat.
Krishna karmakrat.
Krishna karmakrat.
Krishna karmakrat.
In other word is Krishna. Read the spelling of Krishna, second name.
K-R-E-T-S-N-A. Krishna.
Krishna. It's not Krishna.
No, it's Krishna.
It's a bit different. Krishna. See the meaning.
It says, Krishna karma krit, although engaged in all activities.
All activities.
Of course, engaged in all activities.
Yeah, engaged in all. Is the meaning of Krishna. Krishna means Supreme Person, you get it. Slight difference in pronunciation.
Very slight.
Otherwise you are bound to commit mistake. This is research. The Sanskrit language is very sophisticated language. Bit of it you change and the meaning changes. Krishna, we know, is Supreme Person, you got it. And Krishna again to have elaborate meaning. Krish means repetition of birth and death. 8,400,000 times. Is known as Krishna. And now means who stops? Only Krishna can stop our repetition of birth, death, this is in old age. 8,400,000 times. This is Krishna. Then you change it to Krishna, and Krishna means all. That is the difference. These words have got to be researched. Prabhupada gives very nice meanings. And everything is clear. And many times two words are together. It's known as joint, sandhi in Sanskrit. So you have to separate the sandhis. In equivalents, he has very masterly explained the word separate. So if you don't understand the joined word, go to the word-to-word meaning. So you will be able to separate the words. There are two words made then, three words together. So sandhi we meant to understand. So it's our duty to go to word-to-word and try to separate the words and try to understand the meaning. That is our reading and researching together. You are see researching. So we are not misled. Unless you come to Prabhupada, you will be misled. Or you may read shlokas of other book and maybe translation is given without equivalence. Then there is nothing you can understand. Your pronunciation may be thoroughly wrong and even then you will have no idea at all. Here you come to Prabhupada and you become thoroughly enlightened by the real knowledge. This is the speciality of Prabhupada. Who can ignore Prabhupada? And if you don't do this, what is the use of our human form? There is no use. Some rituals we may follow regarding bhakti. But unless you have knowledge that rituals, you will not put full faith in it. To increase the faith, reading with Prabhupada is required. Researching with Prabhupada is required. We have to change our behavior and then you have to reach the hearers. So many things are required before we start preaching. Everybody has a great zeal for preaching. But even preaching, there is a word reaching, they don't know. In order to reach you, I must know in and out. Otherwise I can't reach you. If I don't understand, I can't explain it to you. And here everything is ready. only about some time you have to spend to meditate on this. And as soon as you meditate, you know, English language is also enlivened. Otherwise, as it is English language, it was nature language. But because of the progress of books, he has completely converted that nature language to best of the transcendental modern language. Now these books are standard books. It has enriched the language itself. Krishna's touch is there. If by Krishna's touch, the language, nature language, can be enriched, how much we will be enriched if we have the knowledge. That's why Krishna's knowledge.
They say even English, Prabhupada English books are better than Hindi and Gujarati.
Yes. They are written in English. Indian Gujarati, they are translated. So there is some mistakes here and there. So if you know English, and this way you should research and try to preach then. But unless you are ready, don't speak a word. Then the best thing you can do is keep Prabhupada's small books with you. And tell that these are very life books. We are suffering from birth, death, disease and old age. For that we don't have to understand much. So we are ourselves growing. We are getting old. We are getting sick. We are dying. We know that. So just tell them preliminary difficulties in human life. And just give Prabhupada. And Prabhupada will do the job. He is expert in this. And for us, who are situated in temple, or connected to the temple, half of the day must be spent in these things. Half of the time available. Outside people have to work hard. So they might be very busy. So chanting has to be finished. Prabhupada was already very clear. There was one Dhamchari. So he wrote to Prabhupada once, that when I was Dhamchari, I was spending so much time here to read and chant. Now I'm just like, I can't be finished. Prabhupada wrote back to him, you have 24 hours a day. Give me 2 hours. 1 hour you chant, what around you chant. And 1 hour, please read my book. Otherwise you will go away. Mean your faith will be weak. Our faith, in order to strengthen our faith in Vedic culture, this research is required. And preaching and reaching is required. And we want to reach the people. That's why every day we go out with the books on Sanketan. Why we are going? We want to reach. That is preaching. By seeing you are preaching, you have dhoti, you have kurta, these boys are all without anything. So the family is not serious. Otherwise the boys should be taught to put on nice Vedic clothes. They are very easy. But we are completely sold to the Western culture. That is our defect. Even sitting in Rajkot also, we look to America. We are called expert in these things. Prabhupada wanted this tide to stop and turn back. That is what we have to do. And that's why you are, I have never seen you in trousers. The trouser is your dress.
Yes.
I have never seen you in trousers. This should be ready. And why you have accepted? This is more convenient. Particularly in temple. You are staying here, getting up early in the morning, sitting on the ground, is very comfortable than these travelers. These boys must be forced to put on the Vedic dress so that they know. The outside in school, they don't get anything. All scratch is poured into their brains. So at least their home must be completely Vedic. This is the thing needed in India. And you are coming here, people are trying to copy you. So go to places and show them how you are behaving. This is preaching, reaching. And all that preaching means reaching. Always remember that. This is our research. And this is our really realization. Real thing is we want to reach. Otherwise, my Prabhu had left Vrindavan. He was quite all right in Vrindavan. He knew everything. But he wanted to reach to the Purni. So he crossed all the oceans to reach. And therein, after the initial music, he is so successful. In the old age, he is so successful. We are all very young. Please go in this direction. And your life will be sublime. Life will be successful. He is very ideal Brahmachari. Today I came about 6:30 to the temple room. He was quietly chanting his rounds. That's what I want. Morning should be finished. 11 must be finished. We should not come here for anybody, but we should be very sincere to the purpose. He sleeps on the floor. Achyavara said, he is coming from Denmark. Denmark, isn't it?
Yeah.
Denmark. And he is very real Brahmachari. Amogdur Senanam. Initiate Nam. He sleeps on the floor. He gets up at 3:30. Yeah. He is Brahmachari, he is from the floor. Chants with Ramas very sincere. Studies literature is very nice. Doesn't speak anything else. આ છોકરો એટલું બધું લીધું આપણા કરજનમાંથી અને આપણે જોયા છોકરાઓ કેવા કરી રહ્યા છીએ કે આપણે ખ્યાલ છે આપણે શું કરી રહ્યા છીએ કેમ આપણને સૂઝ નથી પડતી આ લોકોને વેચી નાખવા જોઈએ શું કરવું છે હા ડેનમાર્કની છોકરો એટલું બધું સંશય આવીને રહે છે અને બિલકુલ બીજી વાત નહીં એને ખબર નથી ટેલિવિઝન એને ખબર નથી ભજીયા અને પાત્રા એને કઈ ઈચ્છા નહીં થતી હોય ધીસ હી ઇઝ ઓલસો હ્યુમન બીંગ હી હેઝ કંટ્રોલ ઓલ ધ ડિઝાયર્સ એન્ડ ઓટોમેટિકલી હી હેઝ રિયલાઇઝ્ડ ધેટ હ્યુમન ફોર્મ ઇઝ વેરી રેર એન્ડ ધીસ ઇઝ ધ ડ્યુટી ઓફ ધ પેરેન્ટ્સ મધર ફાધર જો છોકરાને ના આપે તો એ મધર ફાધર એ છોકરાનો દુશ્મન છે ત્યારે નિમી પોતે પણ ના લે અને આ લોકોને પણ ના કોણ આપશે આ છોકરા મોટા થશે ત્યારે સમય બહુ ખરાબ આવી રહ્યો છે આમ લેસ મધર એન્ડ ફાધર ઇમ્પોર્ટ દેમ ધીસ ટીચિંગ્સ હાઉ આર દે ગોઈંગ ટુ વર્ક ધીસ ઇઝ અવર રીચિંગ વી શુડ રીચ ધ ફ્યુચર જનરેશન If you don't reach the future generation, future generation as it is, royal edition of animals, they didn't have any idea of what is going on. And they have human form. Fortunately, they are in our family. So this is how to keep, reach the, as you have the idea. Please open a school in Denmark. Really, that is the way to reach the future generation. Maybe the adults may not come.
Matilda knows that. We can't do Matilda can.
Chilling him. Here you see children in the morning. So there's 75-80 children. Both are little. So pleasing. And there is no punishment, nothing at all. We are trying to reach. There is a way of reaching. Prabhupada did not catch the old person. He only caught the young ones. He said, older tram horses, they're good for nothing. But old people are also being parents. They should understand their responsibility. Kon samasya achukarana? And achukarana kon sa? Tame na hota ave pan na hoti. So many excuses are there. That we are far away, we are this, we are that. Everything you do, but except coming to the temple and worrying about the spiritual life of Sudha. Sva Mata, Sva Guru, Sva Pita Chapi, Shikshaya Che Sada Svartu, Hare Namai Vajera, Ej Mata Se, Ej Pita Se, and Ej Guru, to those who teach their children to chant in Krishna's names. Daily at least keep small malas, force them to chant before they go to school. one 27 beads. Only small malas we have. So ekek mala apoyne abine jo bo mili so ana jata se to abine change kare par kai to emne speech se ma apo kapra to pehrao emne dhoti apai pai jan ke dus dus kapra pehrao ki kurta pehrao saras naam se bal kar krishna koi dir se as tawe majlis te jo se krishna in bazar ma de reach. And this is the way to reach. And unless we reach, we cannot reach. And when we try to reach, our action is there. I am performing the action, but it has no reaction. I am not affected by that. Because there is no material gain.
It's not material.
If material gain is not there, then it is inaction. That is the meaning of inaction. So this inaction has to be understood. So in all our actions, we should behave inactionally. That is the meaning of the inaction. Inaction. We are performing action. Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Come to Mangalati in the chant and preach. But there is no fruitive result. So it is inaction. Go together. And this is that verse. That all our activities should not produce anything except the welfare of the society. Nothing else. No other motivation should be there. As soon as your motivation is there, you are a failure in preaching. You just have to reach them to discuss the root of it. Otherwise we should not approach. This is the way. Prabhupada did that. He did not have anything. Initial difficulties were there. But even then he was successful. Because motivation was not there. Material motivation is a degradation. What is the difference between the people outside and us? If we are also running after the material motivation. This is the thing. That is known as inaction. In our own actions, we should show inaction. And that is how we are behaving. These people are helping. This our Shachi Mata stays in Laguna Beach, near Los Angeles. And they have nice concept of them there. Now whole construction was carried on by them. Nearly $70,000 were given by them. There was no return at all. That was their inaction. They have performed action to construct the whole thing. No material gain was there. So there is inaction. In their action it was inaction. And inaction always satisfies this, right? You perform for Krishna. What is it in third chapter? Yirnartha Karma Nyatra. Unless you perform the Krishna's activities, it's all bandhan, all bondage. So, koyam karma bandhan. Karma kaunte hai mukta samasamasa. Therefore, you should only act in that way. Everybody should act. And maybe if you do activities, you have to do it. Because we have responsibilities. We have houses, families to maintain. So Rupa Goswami comes to our help that you have to give the percentage for Krishna. And that is how these people are doing. The percentage is going to develop the Krishna consciousness. But we should really, apart from these things, our own self must be unflinchingly attached to the transcendence. And for that unflinching attachment, we must have a preliminary knowledge. And that knowledge is only in Prabhupada's books. There is no other book is completely clear knowledge. This is to be understood. And that's why we are not Prabhupada fanatics. But there is no other way. No other way to do. This Vaijanti Mala in in Abu Dhabi. She is very clever in this thing. So I told her that the end canto and further canto, 11th and 12th, they were not translated by Prabhupada. So the translations are not really up to the mark. So I told her that in Krishna book, the chapters are there. And we were doing prayers of Muchukundari. Muchukunda was a great king. And he was always helping the demigods. So he praised the Lord. You know that? You must know, you must have not read in Krishna book. Kali one was the great nature king. And he had invaded Mathura. And Jarasandha was also, you know, was invaded. So Krishna did not want to face both of them. So Krishna just walked out of Mathura city. And he was walking. And the Kalavan was running, but even then he couldn't catch him. Krishna was slowly walking. Kalavan couldn't catch him. Then Dhruva says that the supervisor to Krishna cannot be caught by physical attempts. We should go to the sincere devotional service. Then only he can be caught. So what happened then? Krishna didn't want to kill him himself. So this Muchukund was sleeping in one of the caves in the mountain. What happened that Muchukund, for day and night, for several years, he fought the battle on the side of demigods. Then eventually, after years, he was very tired. Without sleep, he did. So demigods found out Kartikeya as their commander-in-chief. So then demigod requested him that, please, we are very tired now. You please retire and we are very happy with you. So ask some benediction. So he said that I want only one benediction. That I will sleep now. I'm very tired, so I have to sleep for maybe years to live. So he went to the cave and he said, give me the benediction that if anybody wakes me up by my sight, he should be burnt to death. So Muchukunda was sleeping in one of the caves in the mountain. So Krishna walked in Vrindavan to that mountain. And Krishna entered that cave and disappeared. Muchukunda was sleeping there. This Kalayan entered that cave and he thought that Krishna is very tired, fellow is sleeping there. So he kicked him. Then he got, the eyes were completely red, you know, like fire. And looked at it, Kalayan was brought to death. That is how Krishna behaves. He doesn't do any activity and even then he's very busy. He has his own ways to sort out our own karmic reactions. And everybody has to suffer or enjoy the karmic reaction. But since we have touched Prabhupada, we have come to this prescient conclusion that come what may, I will try to put in practice these principles so that henceforth, knowingly I will not commit any sins. Unknowingly we are committing so many sins. But knowingly I will not do it now. So that to that extent, we will become completely peaceful. This is the purport of this verse. Please go through it. And we try to think about it tomorrow.
How this relates to us who live outside them? How to
do? You have to do food activity. Yeah. So certain time is gone there.
How to make in action.
Well, if you do duty, make it in the well, you are free. Because you are not keeping material gain in mind. You are loving your duty. Niyat karma, prescribed duties. We should love the prescribed duties. And that way you completely are free from the results. No doubt, this is the one to come. We are working for results. But you are not working for results. That is nature. And your influence will increase in office. You will be respected. They know that whatever you are, you are very sincere. Sincerity comes from devotion. There are girls in there, doesn't get anything. But for a whole day, he's busy from people. He's the only one who gets everything there. And day in and day out. So far, in so many kidnappers training, doesn't it? Kidnappers training. How many years?
99, 7 years.
Hardly he was not well. 3-4 times. Hari Bhur. I mean to say, he has no material gain. But even then, he is working very hard. Inaction. Example of inaction. And then, Badu cooking. Sagar. Badi Pija, dressing Badu. Hari Bhur. I'll ring you after some time. Hari Bhur. Krishna?
Maharaj.
We are not receiving the calls. See? You ring them.
Where?
From Nasik. What we are telling?
What
is the point?
He was talking about Kusuna.
But I will give you one example. When I am not doing, he is doing everything. His father had bought a land for him in near our society. Nearly 400 yards. That land, tomorrow land in Bajuma. Any kimmat? What are you going to take?
I'm going to
take it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. What are you going to take?
He's
from
Baroda.
No, no, here. He's from Baroda. He had land here. And without his knowledge, Krishna has given so much. She also lent $75,000 to Panchatattva temple there. Krishna gave her here. She had bought land for 10 lakhs, now it is worth for 25 lakhs. So Krishna doesn't keep. Apna Rasikadan Vajan che, ki Buddha ne pachu api desi. Gartha vadi, vyaj ne saate pachu api desi. Ye kai rite Adya Prabhupada aapse, te kevai ni. But tamari pasa rakhe nahi tamari. This is it. Otherwise they are tremendously donated. But this is inaction. Inaction, we don't see the results. But he gives so much result. When Sudama went with a piece of rice, he took one or two morsels and gave so much riches to him. He couldn't believe.
But he never asked.
Never asked. But that is inaction.
He never asked.
Never. Not only that. But he went there and Krishna had given new clothes for him to wear there. So he was going. Krishna said, stop, Sudama. He said, the new clothes are mine. Put on your back. Anyway, he said, I forgot. Please excuse me. He took out new clothes and put on the rags and went there. But he didn't curse Krishna. Hey, Krishna ne koi curse na, shrap na aapi bhi. Aasam hura. Adlo udhutaru se, thoda kapla aapi dhe.
His children and wife were so hungry.
So,
they had nothing to eat.
Nothing to eat.
He never mentioned this to Krishna.
My wife
and children are starving.
Nothing at all.
He never said. Never.
He, on that condition he went.
On
he said
condition.
To his wife, that I will not beg. I'm going.
Yes.
That's our inaction. And inaction has so much result. But we don't see. And we don't have patience. The devotees must be very peacefully patient. That is how the... What is it? Shantaha, Samadrishva, Shuddhaha. We are completely equipoised, pure in our attachments, and pure in our thinking. Never bad things come in our mind. Never. That is our way. And that is the way. That is the quality of inaction. That's why it was for minutes. Otherwise, tell me what business is there. We are since last 10 years in this area. In 10 years, this property is worth 13 crores. Upon 14 crores, 14 crores near properties. And in Dwarka, it's nearly 3 crores. So, 70 crores. 10 crores, kaya business we were taking 70 crores.
10 years.
And we are not working.
No,
we are not working.
No salary, no.
And everything is going on. Lakhs of rupees are spent. And nobody's house is buried. It's like a ladu bitter. Kaya chinta karta nahi tu. Tu chinta nahi karta hai to bhi yahan humne chinta karni padi. So nice. I mean to say, all the devotees were staying. They are not worried. They are staying here. We are not running after you. Nothing at all. The thing is that we are not patient. That's why we can't reach the hearers. If we reach the hearers, then our success is there. But who has reached you, you people? Otherwise you are from completely alien culture. You are born in liquor and what not. You are completely stopped. This world is mercy. And his penance, you know, towards Syria. And that is how. It's our duty now to pick ourselves. And it's your duty now again to give this to younger generation in your country. And that is in action. And it will pay you so much if you try to give this to younger generation. This is the point. Have you anything to ask? See if we can go on. We'll again go to this verse tomorrow. Always remember, read and research, preach and reach. Without reaching, don't preach. Yeah, good.